This chapter 18, Mishnah 10, Asara, Makomas, Enver, Mishum, Medorgaim. There are 10 places not considered Gentile dwellings, and the reason being either they're not used for burial normally or they're impermanent residents. So these are them, Ohale Aravim, the tents of the Bedouin, because they're temporary and they're dismantled and on the move all the time, so they wouldn't bury, you don't have to worry there. Vasukas, also huts, which the orchard watchmen used to live in. Vatstrifin, lean-to, so we're temporary dwellings, they didn't have a roof, they were like that, like a V. They're just two walls leaning against each other, those also. Varbuganin, and also the sheds, which were erected in the fields to protect crops from the rain. Valkatatois, the summer shelters for shade. Ubeishar, the gatehouse, structure built in front of the courtyard for the watchman. Ubeis Sha'ar, I know we did that. Vavira Shelchatzer, the open space of a courtyard, in other words, the roofless part of a courtyard. Vamerchatz, a bathhouse. Umakom Achitzim, a place for arrows, which he says here is the city arsenal, where they used to keep the armory. Umakom Haligyonas, and also the place for the legions, the barracks where they used to live. So the rules for Gentile dwellings that we said before doesn't apply. Hadran Aleichem Maseches Olos.